Quincy Jones was a good one.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم سبحانك لا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا إنك أنت الجواد الكريم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إنك أنت العليم الخبير ربي زدني علما My respected brothers and elders, the topic that I have been given is how we can prioritize our deen in our lives. جو مضمون ہے وہ مضمون یہ ہے کہ اپنی زندگیوں کے اندر دین کو کس طریقے سے ترجیح دی جائے. The prioritizing of deen. First of all, what we have to learn before we learn to prioritize. One is only able to prioritize deen in different aspects of his life after he has learned to prioritize Allah amongst everything else. Otherwise, we don't need to prioritize. Our deen is our dunya and our dunya is our deen. When the intentions and the tariqah is right, it becomes deen. پہلے تو یہ سیکھنے کی ضرورت ہے کہ اللہ کو ہم ترجیح دیں. ہماری زندگی میں مقصود, ہمارا قبلہ, ہمارے مقاصد, ہماری ضرورت یہ ہے کہ اصل اللہ ہے. جب انسان اللہ کو پہچان لیتا ہے, اللہ سے تعلق وابستہ ہو جاتا ہے, تو انسان کی زندگی کے جتنے بھی شعبے ہیں ان سب کے اندر اللہ آ جاتے ہیں. اٹس اے ڈومینو ایفیکٹ. یہ چیز ہو ہی جاتی ہے. جب انسان نے اللہ کو نہیں پہچانا, اللہ کی عظمت الکبریائی کو نہیں پہچانا, اللہ کی طاقت اور قوت کو نہیں پہچانا, اللہ کی معرفت دل کے اندر نہیں بیٹھ گئی, اللہ کے ساتھ تعلق نہیں وابستہ ہوا, جب یہ بنیادی چیز نہیں سیکھی گئی, نہیں جانی گئی, اس پر عمل نہیں ہوا, تو انسان کی زندگی کے اور جتنے بھی شعبے ہیں اس میں دین کو ترجیح دینا مشکل ہے. دین کو ترجیح کب دے گا؟ جب اس چیز کو اصل سمجھتا ہے. When will a person prioritize? When he understands and believes that my deen is paramount, my deen is important. It's my deen, on the basis of my deen, I am going to be judged of, on success and failure. And without my deen, with my careers, with my jobs, with my wealth, with my money, with my houses, with my cars, with my social status, I am a failure without deen. So first of all, my respected friends, we have to recognize the mightiness of Allah. هُوَ الْأَوَّلْ لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ هُوَ الْآخِرْ لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ شَيْءٍ هُوَ الظَّاهِرْ لَيْسَ فَوْقَهُ شَيْءٍ هُوَ الْبَاطِنْ لَيْسَ فَوْقَهُ شَيْءٍ هُوَ اللَّهِ يَا مَنْ لَا تَرَاهُ الْعُيُونَ وَلَا تُخَالِطُهُ الظُّنُونَ وَلَا يَسِفُهُ الْوَاسِفُونَ وَلَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ وَلَا يَخْشَى الدَّوَائِرَ يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ وَمَكَائِيلَ الْبِحَارِ وَعَدَدَ قَطَرِ الْأَمْطَارِ وَعَدَدَ وَرَقِ الْأَشْجَارِ وَعَدَدَ مَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ وَأَشْرَقَ عَلَيْهِ النَّهَارُ وَمَا تُوَارِي مِنْهُ سَمَاءٌ سَمَاءً وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا وَلَا بَحْرٌ مَا فِي كَعْرِهِ وَلَا جَبَلٌ مَا فِي وَعْرِهِ اجعل خير امرنا اخرا وخير عملنا خواتيما وخير ايامنا يوما نلقاك فيه. A Bedouin at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his recognition of Allah, he praised Allah in these words. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw 70,000 angels descending to take this praise to the heavens. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated his praise by giving him a biscuit of gold. It was an appreciation of the recognition of the greatness of Allah. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, oh, that being that eyes cannot see. Wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, oh, that being that minds cannot comprehend. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاسِفُونَ, oh, that being who words cannot praise and cannot describe. وَلَا يَخْشَى الدَّوَائِرُ, oh, that being that is not affected by the ups and downs and the turbulences of time. His knowledge is such, يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ, the weight of the mountain he knows. وَمَكَائِلَ الْبِحَارِ, how many drops there are in the oceans he knows. وَعَدَدَ قَطَرِ الْأَمْطَارِ, the amount of drops that descend in the rain that he knows. وَمَا تُوَارِي مِنْهُ سَمَاءٌ سَمَاءً وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا, one heaven, one sky cannot hide the sky beneath it from the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire world, my respected friends, the entire world and whatever it contains, what's been discovered, what's not been discovered. Not only our galaxy. There are galaxies, innumerable galaxies. We don't know how many there are. We don't know our own galaxy. We haven't been able to work out how far, what's after the darkness, we don't know. We can't make our mind up at the moment how many planets we've got. The consensus is changing. We haven't been able to discover our own world, let alone everything else. Our own galaxy, our own little qura, our own little ball. All of it with its entirety. In comparison to the first sky, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is like a ring thrown into the desert. And all that in comparison to the second is like a ring in the desert. And all that in comparison to the third is like a ring in the desert. And all that in comparison to the fourth is like a ring in the desert. And all that in comparison to the fifth is like a ring in the desert. And all that in comparison to the sixth is like a ring in the desert. And all that in comparison to the seventh is like a ring in the desert. And all that in comparison to the arsh of Allah is like a ring in the desert. And all of that is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a plate which is in front of our eyes. So my respected friends, when I go into my room, and when I am on my phone, and when my parents don't know what I'm doing, and my wife doesn't know what I'm doing, or my husband doesn't know what I'm doing, and my children don't know what I'm doing, and I assume that I am in the isolation of my room, I am within the lost bubble of my phone, I swear by Allah, you might think your neighbor doesn't know, but Allah knows. It's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where that message is going, and those sites that I am going on, and that pornography which has become a pandemic of its own. They say a child by the age of 8 and 9 is exposed to pornography. And we'll have seen pornography in some form or the other. Age of 8 and 9. What's happening on this dark web? What's happening on these websites? I might assume that I've been able to eradicate and delete my digital footprint, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. I can delete the histories. I can change the IP addresses. I can install apps that encrypt where I go. But kiram and katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed two angels on my shoulder. They are entrusted to write every single thing that I do. I can't hide it from them. This recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be created inside a person before he can get to a stage where he prioritizes his deen in every aspect of his life. Because he's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love is something. It's deafening and it's blinding. It's famous, isn't it? When a person falls in love, he's lost. He's oblivious to his appearance. He's oblivious to the environment around him. He's oblivious to the people around him. What people will say, أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى وَأُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارَ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبَّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ وہ مجنون جو ہے یہ اردو میں ترجمہ کرتا ہوں اس لیے بڑوں کو زیادہ دلچسپی ہوتی ہے ان چیزوں میں وہ کیا کہتا ہے کہ أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ میں I roam the city of Layla. میں کبھی اس دیوار سے گزرتا ہوں مجنون کبھی اس دیوار سے کبھی اس دیوار کو چومتا ہوں کبھی اس دیوار کو چومتا ہوں I am kissing this wall and that wall. People are saying to me, کیا ہو گیا تجھے, what's happened to you? So what does he say? کہ مجھے ان دیواروں سے محبت نہیں ہے, یہاں لیلا گزرتی تھی اس کی محبت نے مجھے فریفتہ کر دیا ہے. It's the love of Layla that I used to live among, that I used to dwell in these streets. She's not there anymore. But it's love that's made me go blind, that's made me go deaf. وہ بادشاہ نے بلایا مجنون کو, کہا کہ مجنون یہ کیا بات ہے بھائی, اتنی خوبصورت ہوگی وہ میں ہی لے لوں. تو لیلا کو بلایا, لیلا کو دیکھا, اس نے کہا کہ دیکھنے کے قابل نہیں ہے. تو مجنون کو بلایا کہ تجھے اس سے محبت کیسی ہو گئی, یہ تو دیکھنے کے قابل نہیں ہے. تو وہ مجنون کہنے لگا, بادشاہ سلامت, تیری نگاہیں میری ہوتی نا تو تو بھی فریفتہ ہوتا جس طریقے سے میں ہوں. If you are looking with my eyes, then you would have fallen in love just the way I have fallen in love. When this love is created, then a person prioritizes in every aspect of his life. And I am just going to give you one example of my respected friend in the time that we have. How we can change everything we do and make it an act of worship. Our deen is very easy. بَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا. Our deen is so easy that whatever you do is an act of worship. This is a misconception that we have learnt or we have understood that my deen is only my salah, my deen is only the tilawat of the Quran, my deen is only the dhikr of Allah, my deen is only giving in charity. No, my studying is deen, my walking in the bazaar is deen, my getting married is deen, my having children is deen, my socializing is deen, whatever I do in my life, it's deen, it's my religion. Under the condition of two things. One, intention. And second,
The way we go about doing it, the tariqah. We get the intention right, and we get the execution right. Whatever we do becomes deen. You know, the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they used to try to taunt the sahaba. And they used to say to them, أَعَلَّمَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ أَعَلَّمَكُمْ نَبِيُّكُمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْخِرَاءِ. Is it so that your prophet has taught you everything? Has he even taught you how to go to the toilet? How to go and really... And the sahaba used to say with pride, نَعَمْ عَلَّمَنَا رَسُولُنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Yes, we are saying, we have been taught everything because we go to the toilet and we are rewarded for it, even though it's our necessity. Allama Rumi rahmatullah, in his Masnavi, he says, ke istinja ke liye jao, wali ban ke aao. How? When that is done in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am just going to give you one adab, one etiquette in the time that we have. How we can make this adab, how we can make this etiquette deen. That is the etiquette of iyadatul marid. ये एक अदब है ये टॉपिक है ना कि दीन को प्रायोरिटाइज करना तरजीह देना हर उस काम में जो हम कर रहे हैं उसमें बहुत सारी चीजें हैं उसमें तो 20 मिनट में थोड़ा हो सकता है तो ये एक अदब है ये चीज वो है जिसको हम करते हैं वी डू दिस वी डू इयादतुल मरीद वी गो टू सी आवर सिक सम उलमा हैव एक्चुअली रिटन दैट इट्स वाजिब. Some ulama have written that it's for the kifaya. Some ulama have written that it's sunnah. It's a great practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's something we do in our lives. If we were to mold this etiquette in accordance to the command of Allah and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this one adab becomes deen. This is the example I am trying to put forward so that we understand what prioritizing deen in our lives mean. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay, that person that goes to do the iyada of a marid, bimar ki iyadat. Wo bimar kisko kehte hai bhai? Bimar usko kehte hai jo bistar ke andar ho. Jo apne bistar se nikal nahi sakta ho. Jo bistar se nikal sakta ho aur masjid mein aa sakta ho, chahe kisi ki madad se aa sakta ho, ye yahan murad nahi hai. Agar jo uski bhi iyadat achhi cheez hai, lekin yahan murad nahi hai. Is that person who is bedridden, in his throes of death, ready to leave this world, or seriously injured, seriously ill. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person that goes to do iyada of that person in the morning, 70,000 angels do du'a-i maghfirat for that person until the evening. And if a person goes in the evening, then 70,000 angels do du'a maghfirah for that person until the morning. Just imagine. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person goes to visit a sick person, it's as if he is in the gardens of paradise. Goya ki wo jannat ki baagon mein hai. These are the virtues of doing iyadah of a ill person. But there's one hadith that caught my attention, which teaches us that the iyada of a marid, that visiting a sick person, is actually an act of worship, which ties into our topic. It's an act of worship. And for an act of worship to be successful, or for an act of worship to be accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fundamental criteria is that it's done only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab Allah hi ke liye aadmi kisi ko milne ke liye jata hai, to wahan hospital mein jaake ladega nahi. Bhi doctor ne kaha hai ki mandir mein nahi, main to jaunga hi. Us aadmi ke liye zaruri hai ki wo mera chehra dekh le taaki usko yaad rahe ki main usko milne ke liye aaya tha. No, I have to go. I have to see him. Now we're fighting with the doctor, we're fighting with the nurse, we're fighting with the person outside, we're fighting with the family members. Ki main aur mujhe na jaane diya. Hai hai hai. Mere to isharon pe raat din se badal jata hai. میرے اتنا بھرا آدمی, یہ کام میں کرتا ہوں, مجھے نہیں جانے دیا, تو تو جا کس کے لیے رہا تھا؟ Who are you going for? If you are going for Allah, then you have fulfilled your purpose, you have got your reward. And that was the, you know, the same business, take the middleman out. When you're doing something for Allah, you're taking the middleman out. The person you're seeing is not the purpose. The person, the family is not the purpose. The purpose is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acquiring the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in one hadith it says that that person that does wudu, it's amazing, that person that does wudu and fa'ahsana, and he does good wudu, then he goes to visit a sick person. Ek aadmi wudu karta hai aur acha wudu karta hai, uske baad wo kisi bimar ki iadat ke waaste jata hai, bu'id min jahannam 70 kharifa aw kama qala ali salatu wa salam, that person is distanced from the fire of hell of a 70 years, 70 years distance from the fire of hell. But the point that I want to make in this hadith is man tawadda'a fa ahsana wudu'a, that person that did wudu and then he went to do the iyada of a mareed, then he went to visit a sick person. When does a person do wudu? For ibadah. A person does wudu to pray salah. A person does wudu to read the Quran. That's the purpose of doing wudu. So this is an indication that the iyada of the mareed, to prioritize our deen in every aspect that we do, first of all, is the intention will be only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I am going to visit a sick person and I am going to visit him only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that, there are two purposes in our deen that teach us why we go to do iyadat for. Two things. One is to give hope to the person who is ill. And secondly, to do dua for the person that is ill. کسی کی عیادت کرنے جاتے ہیں نا, اس کے مقاصد, پہلا مقصد تو یہ ہے کہ اللہ کی رضا جوئی کے لیے ہو, دوسرا یہ ہے کہ اس کو تسلی دینے کے لیے اور اس کو دعا دینے کے لیے. تسلی, give him hope, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit a sick person. This person was a Bedouin, dehati aadmi tha. He went to him and he said to him, la ba'sa tahurun inshaAllah. What did he say? La ba'sa tahurun. Two things. Don't worry, inshallah. Don't worry, you'll get over it. Or, it doesn't matter, illness has come. And the second part, tahurun inshallah, this illness will be the means of your purification, for you to become pure. The person was a Bedouin, so he said, Ya Rasulullah, tahurun. How is this going to make me clean? I'm an old man and the temperature is very high. It's going to take me towards my death. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Idhan then. If that happens, it happens. If that's written, if that's decreed for you to happen, it's going to happen." So the first maqsad is to give tasalli, not this, oh, habibi, ye tab. Arey bhai, ye jo aapko bimari lagi hai na, wo kal kisi ka intikal ho gaya, wo to do din bhi nahi bacha tha bichara. In 2 days he went. Abhi ye bichara nahi jane wala hoga, phir bhi chala jayega. Oh, he's got an illness. He's like, hey. Wo abhi jo, jab ye pandemic jo hai na, jab shabab pe tha, Allah Ta'ala hifazat kare, jo bimari hai unko sihat, afiyat de, jo dunia se ja chukhe, Allah Ta'ala unko shahadat ka darja de. So ایک آدمی جا رہا ہے ایمبولینس میں, کہا کہ نو جا تو جی بھی جائے تو مری نہ جاوے. ابھی مت جانا ہوا ایمبولینس میں, جو بھی جاتے ہیں وہ مر. ابھی یہ بےچارا جا رہا ہے ایمبولینس میں اور یہاں پڑوسی کہہ رہا ہے کہ بھائی تو مر کے آئے گا تو وہ نہیں مرنے والا ہوگا, پھر بھی مرے گا بےچارا. تو ایک تو کیا ہے کہ تسلی دینی ہوتی ہے اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم give hope. When you go to visit a person, you give hope to that person. And the second thing you do dua for the person. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you shifa. Shifa an la yugadiru saqama. Ishfi anta shafi la shifa'a illa shifa'uk. Shifa an la yugadiru saqama. May Allah ta'ala give you cure. May Allah ta'ala cure your illness. May Allah ta'ala give you such cure after which there is no sign of this illness again. So first of all, prioritizing our deen in everything that we do. The first is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The secondly, in this particular example, we are going to give tasalli, give hope and do dua. Another adab, when you go to visit a sick person, man aada falyukhaffif. That person that goes to visit a sick person, he needs to bring it, keep it short. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, great, great muhaddith, great scholar. When his time to leave this world was close, there were people that were coming to do his iyadah, so many people. He was very famous. People knew him for his knowledge, they knew him for his hadith. One of the very few muhaddithin upon whom jarrah has not been done. So people would come and go, people would come and go, people would come and go. Now when a person is at his end, at his last time, sometimes, especially pious people, they want some khalwa, they want some time to be on their own, to connect with their Allah. Now people are coming, people are going, people are coming, people are going. One such person came and he didn't go. He came and he sat. Mehmane na mane, me tera mehman. He came and sat. Now, after a little while, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, you know, he wanted some space of himself. So he said that, you know, there's a lot of people coming and going, and you know, I need some space of my own. So this person that came and sat down, he said, Sheikh, if you say that I will go and lock the doors, me jaake chhod darwaza ban karke aata hu. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak said to him that, ji, close the doors, but from the outside. After I jao, go out and then close the doors. Lekin maine jaisa koi jahil hoga, he went, he closed the doors, came back, fir aake baith gaya. After a little while, he said to Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, ulama have written this, that, Hazrat, can you give me some nasiha? Hazrat, can you give me some advice? So Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, said to him, that I do dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach you the etiquette of doing iyada of the murid. May Allah ta'ala teach you the etiquette. Allah aapko bimaro ki iyadat karne ke adab sikha hai. So that you learn. Ha, koi admi qareebi rishtedar ho. Somebody is very close to the person passing away. And you being there is going to be a means of happiness for that person, on peace and tranquility for that person. That is a different issue. Otherwise, the person should go. He should do salam. Ulama have written, he shouldn't even ask that much. But kya hua? But kitne admi ko ye bichara dohraega? Ye bimari hui, wo hui. Abhi har admi aa raha hai, puch raha hai. Ki kyun chup baitha mujhe? Aapko kya hua tha? Abhi ye bichara 5 minute ka bayan karta hai. Uske baad dusra aaya, abhi kya hua? Fir 5 minute. Wo bichara bolte bolte saans khatam ho jayega. Yahan hi oxygen khatam ho jayega bichare ka. इसको भी बताओ, उसको भी बताओ, इसको भी बताओ, उसको भी बताओ, ना आने वाला समझ रहा है, ना बैठने वाले समझ रहे हैं. The purpose of visiting the sick person is to give him ease. So these are some of the adab taught to us by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when they are implemented, then every aspect of our life becomes deen. To study is also deen. To do business is also deen. To have a shop is also deen. To travel is also deen. Whatever you do in your life, it's an act of worship. To get married is also deen. It's an act of worship conditional that the intention is correct and the application is in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And especially this one sunnah, my respected friends, which I just mentioned, of doing iyadah of the murid, especially as young people. Well, I just put myself in your group. Something we lack. We lack. It's a great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not only a sunnah, but it's a great means of spirituality. When a person goes to visit a sick person, he realizes how much he is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much he needs Allah. his pride, what he thinks of himself in regards to his job or his career or his status or his occupation or his professionalism. When you see a sick person, all of that goes. You see the vulnerability of a sick person. You see the ihtiyajgi of a sick person, the how much he's in need. You see that sickness, how it breaks a person's back. May Allah Ta'ala save us. A person becomes vulnerable. Many a times he can't even feed himself. He can't even cover himself. He can't even move. When a person sees this, he visualizes this, he experiences this, this becomes a means of a person getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he realizes that my needs of this world, my needs of the hereafter are associated with Allah. Because illness comes from Allah, cure comes from Allah, hardship comes from Allah, trials and tribulations come from Allah, ease comes from Allah, wealth comes from Allah, knowledge comes from Allah. It's Allah that has the treasures of everything. لَوَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَحَيَّكُمْ وَمَيَّتَكُمْ وَرَتْبَكُمْ وَيَابِسَكُمْ قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ فَسَأَلُونِي فَعَتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةَ مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُصُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُرْقِدَ الْبَعْرُ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if the first amongst you, the last amongst you, the insan, the jinnat, the living, the dead, those living in the seas, those living on dry land, قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ, if you were all to gather in one plane, فَسَأَلُونِي, and you were all to ask from me, in your own languages, Allahu Akbar, then the different dialects of one language, the Bradfordian accent, for example, I just went to the shop, I didn't understand a word the guy said. You guys probably don't understand what I'm saying. Then the Birmingham accent, then the Cockney accent. If you go to Scotland, Allahu Akbar. If you go to Ireland, it sounds Dutch. This is variations of one language. Allah is saying, if all of you in your languages, then the variations of each language, the accents of each language, somebody speaks it fast, somebody speaks it slow. فَسَأَلُونِي, and you were all to ask from me, لَا يُشْغِلُنِي سَمْعٌ عَنْ سَمْعٍ. Allah is saying, لا يشغلني, listening to one would not deter me from listening to the other. Allah will listen to each and every single one in their own dialects, languages, ways in one go. فَعَطَيْتَ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةً. And then if I was to fulfill all your needs, مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي, my treasures would not diminish even that much. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِدَ الْبَهْرُ, that a needle was to be dipped inside the sea and taken out, and that one drop that comes out at the edge of that needle makes no difference to the treasures of the oceans, of the waters inside the oceans. In the same way, me fulfilling all your needs and giving you more than that makes no difference in my treasures. So we need to connect with Allah, my respected friends. Believe me, that's where the joy is. That's where the kick is. That's where the fun is. That's where the contentment is. That's where the tranquility is. When you connect to Allah, and then you say His name, you say Allah. When you prostrate in front of Him, and you get that enjoyment. You raise your hands and you supplicate and you get that enjoyment. There is nothing that can come to par with that enjoyment. No football, no cricket, no drugs, no lust, no desire that can come anywhere close to that enjoyment you will get when you get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah the creator of beauty, Allah the creator of wealth, Allah the creator of the trees, Allah the creator of the heavens, Allah the creator of the earth. And when you get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be engulfed in that beauty, you'll be engulfed in that halawa. You know, they say halawa of iman. I think time is over. They say halawa iman, sweetness of iman. You know, it's an amazing parable. It's an amazing ta'bir. Because when a person has sweetness, these energy drinks that these youngsters have, what do you have them for? To give you? To give you energy. What are they made of? Sugar. That sugar goes in and it goes into your bloodstream and it gives you this kick. It takes your sleep away, it gives you energy, makes you work for hours longer. When you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get this sweetness that goes into your bloodstream, that energizes you in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gives you such an enjoyment that once you have that enjoyment, you will not look for anything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the tawfiq and you the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Just to summarize what I have said, firstly, to prioritize first Allah. And that prioritization takes in the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, there is no priority between deen and our dunya. Our dunya is our deen as long as the intention and the execution is right in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I gave a small example of Iyadatul Marid. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. لا إله إلا الله.